Iran 40 years after victory of the Islamic Revolution. In the name of God, the Islamic Republic of Iran has faced a variety of conspiracies since its emergence 40 years ago. But all of these conspiracies, which have been mainly hatched by the U.S., have failed thanks to the divine help and grace, which is manifested in the political acumen of the leader and the people's insight. If we prepare a list of the American conspiracies against the Islamic Revolution, we should start it from the time that the CIA operatives tried to exploit the imbroglio after the revolution to foment ethnic and sectarian rifts and face the revolution with military and security threats. In view of this, the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, which Imam Khomeini rightly called it as the den of espionage, was engaged in spying activities in a bid to topple the nascent Islamic Republic system. This den of espionage made every effort to undermine the revolutionary forces and create a wedge between them and Imam Khomeini. But once this center of sedition was captured by the students on November 4, 1979, hundreds of documents were discovered which disclosed the nature of the activities of the embassy. The United States, in order to cover up the scandal of capturing its den of espionage in Tehran, accused Iran of hostage-taking. Hence, it designed a plan for a military attack on Iran. In the night of April 25, 1980, a few military aircrafts and helicopters invaded a remote region of the Iranian central desert. However, this invasion was thwarted with God's grace. A few seconds after the invasion, the divine wrath in the form of sandstorm smashed the invaders and their equipment into smithereens. When the humiliating defeat of the American invaders was exposed, then U.S. President Jimmy Carter announced the defeat of the operation. After the disgraceful defeat in Tabas Desert in Iran, the United States designed two other schemes. The first one was a military coup in Nogay Air Base in Hamadan. This coup d'etat was called MASK and had been designed jointly by the CIA, Iraqi Ba'athist regime, some of the sheikhdoms of the Persian Gulf, and a number of the opponents of the Islamic Revolution, which had ensconced at some corners of the establishment. This sinister plot was nipped in the bud thanks to the divine help and vigilance of the people and revolutionary forces in the army. But the second scheme was the all-out military assault on Iran by the regime of Saddam at the behest of its masters in the West and the East. The documents and evidences revealed that these plots and other minor ones were all designed and carried out by the assistance and green light of the U.S. The wars that the United States has launched since the turn of the century have claimed millions of deaths, devastated several countries, created insecurity in the region, and cost trillions of dollars. The warmongering of the United States of America has destroyed Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, and Yemen. The U.S. belligerent policies continued with the aim of undermining sovereign nations to the benefit of Israel. Ayatollah Khamenei said that the main policy of the U.S. is to wage war and support oppressors. The United States has turned into the cradle of war, aggression, bloodshed, and terrorism. Harlan Ullman, former American Navy officer, refers to the wars of Vietnam and Iraq and writes that whenever the U.S. has sent soldiers to a war, we have been defeated. Ullman adds that it is catastrophic that the United States has started many of its wars and military interventions with the pretext that later on are proved to be totally false. The U.S. should abandon its 20th century mentality so that it may avoid defeats in future wars. A brief look at the conduct, attitude, and approaches of the U.S. foreign policy shows that for the past four decades, the American politicians have focused on finding a way to infiltrate in the heart of the Islamic Revolution and the security core of the Islamic Republic. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, has several times stressed that the nature of the current U.S. is the same as that of Reagan era, and there is no difference between Democrats and Republicans.